Welcome to the Coda Catch Up Podcast. My name's Jamie Jones, and today we're going to be talking about something that I think is pretty awesome, and that is ThoughtBot's Bourbon, Bourbon Neat, Bitters, and Refills. So essentially, these tools are a bunch of SaaS-based libraries to help you design your front end. They're super lightweight, really, really flexible, and extremely well thought out. Now, essentially, if you put all these together, you can see them as a replacement for something like Foundation or Bootstrap, for example. So we have four components, essentially. There's three main ones, and then an auxiliary one after that. So we've got Bourbon. So Bourbon is literally a library of SAS mixins. Now, if you don't know what SAS is, SAS is a preprocessor language that takes regular CSS and makes it super awesome, and you can do lots of cool stuff with it. I'll leave that as a bit of homework for you to go look up if you've not looked at any kind of preprocessors or SAS. So basically, this Bourbon's mixins, you can use as much or as little as you like. They're just little handy bits of think of them as little functions which save you from having to do things like vendor prefixes on stuff, or instead of writing a massive long or a bunch of CSS properties, it's in a single include. So making things a lot easier. So animation's a pretty big one. It makes animations a lot easier. It also does things like your border images, can do some Flexbox stuff, high definition or HD media queries kind of stuff. So think about your 2x, 3x kind of displays, so you're getting your pixel ratio and stuff like that. Image rendering, all that kind of stuff. Gradients is another big one. It's really good for gradients. It's pretty nice. I recommend checking it out. It's available at bourbon.io. And also on the bourbon.io website, you will find that at the very top, there's links to Neat, Bitters, and Refills. So on to our next one, which is Bourbon Neat. So this is like a grid framework, which extends the Bourbon library by adding other mix-ins and functions and stuff like that. So essentially, it's not something like you pull down Bootstrap, it's got all classes for you. This is something that you use to create your own classes. So that's why they say it's a lightweight semantic grid framework for SAS and Bourbon. So why they say semantic is it means you can use it on any elements that you want in your HTML. Yes, you can do this with Bootstrap or Foundation using their SAS functions or extending certain class selectors to do that. So there is ways around it with the other frameworks. But this is aimed at being light, so you literally have the smallest amount of code to get what you need to get done. So you, for example, Bourbon does have a little grid thing, but this makes it extremely more flexible and better. Like they even have a little tool, there's a SAS variable that allows you to enable a grid. So you can set up all your grid settings, your number of columns, how wide they are, what the gutter is, etc. And then you can enable this variable and it'll actually overlay on your site the grid, so you can see how things are lining up and stuff like that, which is pretty awesome. And it's literally purely all the grid stuff, so you can use as little or as much as you want. It's very, very flexible. There's some really, really cool stuff. So for example, when you might have multiple columns, say there's three columns, or let's say four columns in a row, and you want to change that to be three columns or two columns, that's fine with the other frameworks. But with Neat, you actually have options. You could just have one big lot of, like, say, have 16 divs, which are going to be columns. You can actually use that and use what basically they've got an Amiga include, and you can just set at certain breakpoints in your CSS to change where it clears. So essentially, where you'd normally do multiple rows, you don't have to. There's nice things like that in there. Really, really awesome. So check that one out, neat.bourbon.io. And the next one is just to add some really, really nice styles to things. So out of the box, you look at Bootstrap and Foundation, they have some styles. Bootstrap has more nicer styles out of the box than Foundation. But Bitters basically adds that kind of sugar to the CSS and gives you some nicer styles. So they cover things from, so your typography, for example, whole bunch of variables to set up things to look nice. They handle lists, forms. They also have some stuff for some the Bourbon Neat grids, which is really, really awesome. And again, you know, as all of these are, they're built for speed. So essentially, they're very, very minimal and very, very light. The next we have is refills, which is kind of like the auxiliary. Now, this is a bit different from the others. So this one, you actually, you just pull in the bits that you need. So you copy the HTML and the SAS into your project. So what refills does is it basically it's components and patterns. Now, those patterns are not actually, oh, sort of is, they actually have patterns, as in like visual patterns, as well as actual UI patterns on here. So the patterns they have, for example, are accordions and tabs. They got cards, so your card style, centered navigation, comments, got a device one, which is kind of like text on the left and a nice big device on the right. They've got what they call flex boxes, which are just like a grid of boxes, a grid of cards, essentially. Footers, general navigation, grids. They also have the heroes, some nice big heroes. Got columns with icons and heading areas, kind of like a showcase kind of thing. Maps, scrolling on page, so you click a link and it'll scroll down to that particular section. Searching, a whole bunch, they got tons. And that's just under the components section. The patterns section. Then components, they have even more again. So you've got things like animations, you've got badges, you've got off-canvas navigation, drop-downs, fading in stuff. Like, there's so much here that is covered. So that kind of extends on top of it. Now, when I said these are copy and paste in, Bourbon and Bourbon Neat and Bitters aren't. So generally, you use them as a gem. So you would put them in your gem file and access them from as a gem. Now, so a lot of people might be like, well, I don't run a Ruby project, or my project can't like basically have an asset pipeline or anything like that. The other great thing about this is you can actually just install the gem, so gem install Bourbon, etc. But you can actually then go Bourbon install, and what that will do is it will install the files for you in a way that you can use them outside of a gem. This is the same for Neat and Bitters. So essentially it just puts them in there. There they go, done. You don't have to worry about the gem ever again. So if you're just setting this up for someone who might not even have Ruby on their system, which is fairly unlikely, at least for web developers, but you don't have to worry about that ever again. You never really have to even think about it. You can just, it's gone, don't worry about it. There's no such thing as gems. So that's one of the really, really awesome things about it. So then you can just go along and use your preprocessor of choice, whether it be Grunt, Gulp, some kind of app like Prepros or CodeKit, and it'll compile all your SAS for you. But that's essentially it. You know, I think it's a pretty awesome system. I've been using it a lot more lately than I have in the past, and I'm really, really preferring it over Bootstrap. Now, if you are coming from Bootstrap or Foundation, you will find that it's a bit of a learning curve, simply because you've got to learn, you know, what those includes or classes and things like that that they're using. But once you get past that gap, you'll find it's a real pleasure to use. And you'll find that it loads your site a lot quicker. I mean, it's super, super lightweight. It's fantastic. So, because really, if you think about it, most of the time we're using Bootstrap mainly for a couple of the components, but mostly the grid, same with Foundation. Whereas this basically will do what you need, and you can kind of create it as you need. So check it out. Let me know your thoughts and what you think about it. If you've used it, any projects you've used, ping me at CodaCatchUp on Twitter, or leave some comments on CodaCatchUp.com for this episode. Anyway, that's it. Catch you in the next episode.